cavalli?
Treni. Sane.
Ah. Quanto per vedere in serva?
Mare. Now please give rise to the precious attitude of bodhicitta, which seeks to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings who are as limitless in number as space is vast in its extent. In order to do that, we know that we must listen to, reflect on, and meditate on the teachings of the glorious Chandrakirti that are found in his text, The Entrance into the Middle Way, with all of the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the precious attitude of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Sani sanu si chen koma rap tun ro gan jo chi so.
Then comes a brief description of how the qualities of the bodhisattva once they begin their ascent from the first bhumi, the first ground upwards, how they increase and increase. And so the one line of root text reads, advancing from ground to ground, they fully progress upwards.
Tene sani sanu sepe tuan date sa tangpo wate ni yuen ten kongdong pe te sa nipa tang sompa ne tene gyupa parda rinpe kongdong pe kongdong pe.
The meaning of this line is that as the bodhisattvas increase from one ground to the next, as they progress, then all of the miraculous qualities that they attain at the first ground increase that much more when they get to the second one and the third one and so forth. Their qualities are ever increasing. It's a teaching that these 12 different types of qualities that the bodhisattvas gain when they reach the first ground increase ever after. And then comes a description of how these bodhisattvas cut off everything that it needs to be purified, such as being reborn in the lower realms and so forth. And so the line of root text reads, at that time, all paths to the lower realms are sealed off.
Satangbo toba di tse zansin satangbo bende chujin ngenro ngenro lanam tada ga kwaran jote kipe zhe tog ngen son jolam Zoeba tope ngay song do meche wa jing ma chang wei yin la. Dene nyingbu, dungi tokbu nyingbu ngay song do jeba sangwo jomba wo. Sa tangbo toba teye che, sa tangbo wende su su jebi sa nam tamche se, seba yin yin te, san sen pakba yin be so.
And then the next line reads, at that time, all the grounds of ordinary beings evaporate. So first is the discussion of how the paths to the lower realms are sealed off. And if we put this in the form of a logical reasoning, it would say, given the bodhisattva who has reached the first noble ground, all of the paths to the lower realms are completely sealed off because since they have attained the ground of forbearance, which is the third stage, the highest stage on the path of union, the second of the five paths, since they've attained that level, then the conditions for them being born in the lower realms are no longer complete. They can no longer come together. All of the causes and conditions for them to be born in the lower realms cannot coalesce. And so the result won't happen. And furthermore, the reason for this is that they have realized the antidote or the remedy for being born in the lower realms, which is the realization of emptiness. And this defeats or this wipes out the seed for being born in the lower realms. And then to explain the second line, which talks about how the grounds of ordinary beings have evaporated, it says, at the time of attaining this ground, then all of the dwellings, the abodes of being in the mind frame of being an ordinary individual have completely evaporated, for the reason that this bodhisattva is now a noble being, no longer an ordinary individual.
Nibbana Papa Jeba Jeta Teta never think is our something.
And next gives a, there is a, an analogy drawn to the description of what this bodhisattva's attainment is like. It is said that they are taught to be like the eighth of the noble ones. And here this refers to the arhats.
Mpabhadra, dhenam mpabhad jeba, la drajung la shunne tang, junju shunne, sivung shunne, semung shunne, lima tsepe, tsepe junju dhenne je, Tompam pomba so, pantok yin ting chetava tetar, be good in your tembain.
So, this is teaching by way of an example, and it's referring to the different levels of the stages of realization in the Hinayana path. And these are, if we start from the top and go down, there are four different levels. The highest is the Arhat, and then there's the one who does not return anymore, that's one down from the arhat. And then below that is the once returner, the one who returns for one more lifetime. And then below that, the first level is the stream enterer. And each of these four have two different stages. There's a stage of first entering that level of realization, and then the second is gaining the result, the full result of that level. So four times two makes eight. And if you count down to the first level of the stream enterer, then that's the eighth, and then the highest level of realization would be gaining the fruition of an arhat. And so the bodhisattva on the first ground is like this one who has first entered the noble path of the arhat. So in that way we can see the similarity between the types of realization in these two vehicles, and seeking to teach that by example in the sense that this bodhisattva's realization and what they have abandoned in terms of the defilements is equivalent to what this first level of the stream enterer has abandoned and realized.
Okay. Tawang sung ki tang je rang sang je na ne sun na da ge wang ge pan se nan ba ren pe ri ki sa bu sung ki
na sa And then, though there is a comparison made between the realization of the bodhisattva and the realization of the arhat, and so the text reads, even those abiding on the first ground of perfect bodhicitta, through the power of their merit, outshine those born of the Buddha's speech, referring to the hearers, the Shravakas, together with the solitary sages, the Pratyeka Buddhas.
Deva, Dzogpa Sanchok Jisemla Tahyen, Dzogpa Sanchok Tonda Nyerve, Sansin Satangbo Wala Nejang Satangbo La Nejang Tuang Sungji Tuang Sungli Jibi Nin Tu Tang Jeba Rang Sanje Namne Kunzub Sanchuk Jis Sem Tang Simchin Tamje Jitong the Sanje Jukomban Drupal and the Kunzub Sanchuk Jis Sem Tang Mekwa Mepi Ningi Sunam Tage Ningi Latine Sunam ji tso so ba ta ge wang ge Pambara se te se ji ni ne Te da la sunam nambaram pe we Tob ji so.
The commentary reads, even those who abide on only the first level, the first ground of the perfect bodhicitta, those bodhisattvas who strive towards increasing their realization of bodhicitta and who have reached the first ground, even though they've only gotten that far, they outshine those born of the Buddha's speech, referring to the Shravakas, together with the solitary sages, the Pracheka Buddhas. And the reason why they outshine them is twofold. First, it is because of their relative bodhicitta, their desire to perform the benefit of all sentient beings. And second, because of their non-referential compassion, which Rinpoche discussed last night. Combination of the merit coming from these two, the relative bodhicitta and the non-referential compassion, is enough to outshine the arhats. And their merit continues to increase in a way that they continue to grow even greater and greater than the arhats because of these two factors.
Nyeban chudone, dene rengdu songa loyan lakwan joi chisabu songa.
And ancillary to that, the text explains, on the ground gone far beyond, their minds also become superior.
Sanju semba sa tangbo wa dene sa dunba rengdu songa duandang sanchuk di sem
And what this is saying is that at the seventh bodhisattva ground, which is called Gone Far Beyond, at that point, the bodhisattva's realization of ultimate bodhicitta also becomes superior to the realization of the arhat.
Sumba sa tangbor tangbor lakbu yin jin la sumle tangbo sandir jimbe parsin laksur ne te che te la zoksang sangchuk ju tangbo jimba nyin ne lakparan jo rangsha te la kubara sepa ye nangda marong popu juryan jo jisam song.
So that ends the description of the general qualities of this bodhisattva's realization on the first ground. And now we move into an examination of what makes this ground unique, or what becomes superior on this level of realization as opposed to the other ones. And here what it is the transcendent perfection of generosity. And so first there is a description of how the transcendent perfection, or the paramita of generosity, becomes superior, and there is a praise of this generosity as well as an examination of its specific types.
There was satangbu tabatete sansen satangbu watela zogba sanjeje sanjuk jujur churpa. Parsing chuye nane tangbo jimbe parsing yene chi lakparan jorje yin namne teta lakpa mayino. Tenya rang shatrwa layang dunba tang zimba dunzen je chakpa chamo yang mepe na magaba mepar maze chi kupar seba ye chivo parpa namla nangdo murongwa sa tangbo kange Sansin Satambo wa Kange Satambo tope Pokba te da Jisu Pakpe Pak Jisu Pope Juryan Jote Tue me Jisu Pope Jino.
So the root text reads, at that time, the first cause of complete enlightenment, generosity, becomes preeminent. When one is enthusiastic even about giving away one's own flesh, that is a sign of something that normally cannot be seen. And the commentary reads, at this time, referring to the attainment of the first ground, for the bodhisattva, the first cause of attaining the state of perfect Buddhahood, which is the first of the 10 transcendent perfections, the first of the 10 paramitas, generosity, the paramita of generosity itself, becomes preeminent, meaning that its practice comes to the fore. And this is just in comparison with the other ones, saying that at this point in time, what the bodhisattva is focused on most out of them all is generosity. And it goes on to say that furthermore, when we see somebody enthusiastically cut their own flesh and give it away without the slightest attachment or hope for any type of reward in return, without the slightest regret or unhappiness, then for ordinary beings, that is a sign that this individual has gained the first bodhisattva bhumi. Ordinary beings could otherwise not know if someone is a bodhisattva or not. But if you see somebody giving away their flesh happily, then that's a sign that they've reached the first bodhisattva bhumi. Just as is the case that if you see smoke rising, you can tell there's fire over there, even if you can't see the fire directly. Masa?
Jimba ngapa la sapte mangdo yopale duna duna tin memba la jimba gutor tang jimba sibe pheu ni le tangbo tin memba la jimba gutor ne jewon de gun dewa ngun do jin manam dewa longju mi me la longju chang ne jin lin jong chin ne thobe tangbo jimba tang de do.
The outline for the section of that is the praise of generosity is quite detailed, but to sum it up, there are two parts to it. One is the way that even ordinary inferior beings need generosity, they need to practice it, and the second is a praise of the bodhisattva's generosity, praise of the good qualities of giving at all. And so for the first part, talking about ordinary beings, it's the 10th verse, and it reads, "All beings strongly desire happiness, but human happiness does not occur without objects of enjoyment. Knowing that these objects arise from generosity, generosity was the mighty one's first subject."
Deva la ngombar deva khona yinke deva thopar deva khona yinke manam je tikon so do donga sen chupar se pa ke var se pe deva te ya jo lo jo me bar jo wa me la ma jo la lo jo chang ne ngoi jin ba sin ba le so war jo wa yin bar chi ne ze ne thope chutem soje tangbore jimba langa gbata tan je do te telan jupar yang laso
asa
thik so
and so here we're talking about what is referred to as an inferior support, meaning ordinary individuals who have not yet reached any high level of realization. And for them, they have a very strong desire to be happy. In fact, that's all they want, is to be happy. They don't want anything else. They don't think about anything else. And for people, the cause of reversing the suffering that comes from being hungry or thirsty, so forth, in other words, the cause that brings happiness is to have something there that you can eat or drink, some or whatever, some material object. So if there are no material objects, then there can be no happiness for people. However, it says that these material objects of enjoyment come from generosity. Their source, their cause is to give. And then they come as a result of that giving. And knowing this, the mighty one out of all of the different subjects like moral conduct and so forth, all of the other transcendent perfections, the first teachings he gave were to praise generosity and the result of generosity, which is to get the objects that can bring happiness. So he taught about generosity and he taught about how to engage in it. That was the first subject of his teaching.
Jimbeng korba deva tupsor ta nyande je deva tupsor ni le tambung korba deva tupsor ni. Ninje mi sin sin tu tupsen sin randon lule ni du churwa kang. Teda ki chandoy pa longju nam dunga ni yu je chol jinle song si sabo song.
And then the next section teaches about how for ordinary beings, both samsaric happiness and nirvanic peace come from generosity. So all types of happiness come from generosity. First one talks about just ordinary happiness in the world. And it says, even for one without much compassion, who is extremely crude and self-centered, the objects of enjoyment which they desire and which pacify their suffering, these come from generosity.
Deva, jimba tonga po tepa tang, tepa mingshin, tepa de nyingshin mingshin, semchi ju, supa semchin, kondro jingshi semchin, randon lo nleba nye du chupa kan yinba teda kiyang, Dhaipa longjo na rangrang rangkar je dunga nyevar nyegi jor chorpa tene jimba le sowe na ngkholva dewe jo jimba yinu.
The commentary reads, for a giver of generosity, for a giver of things who has very little faith, who has little compassion, who is crude, meaning they're hot-tempered, who is interested mainly in their own benefit, even for them, the material things which they desire and which are able to pacify the suffering that they experience come from generosity. And therefore, generosity is the source of happiness in samsara.
Nyeba jimbe nyande je deva tutsune deyan jimbe kap je nam je se papi che wo tante nyo dutho tene si jen yanda che se te pe je jen shavan dovan jor si sa wasong.
And then the text teaches about how the act of generosity leads to the peace, the happiness of nirvana. And so it reads, even they, referring to these sentient beings that were just described, even they, through an occasion of giving, will meet a noble being, receive their counsel, and soon after, completely cut the stream of cyclic existence and progress to peace, which is the result of that.
Nyeba nyande je deva tosone dehan jimba kap je nam ki se te la soe. Tawa la soe. Nyenge dan tarwe jimba tonwa po sozi che won deyan jimba kap je nam ki ke tse na jimba tonwa nam ki ke tse tu nam ki na
Commentary reads, that at the time when even this giver who is bereft of compassion gives something, then they will meet a noble being. And the reason for this is that noble beings will come to the place where somebody is giving something. It will just happen. It is the fundamental nature of the act of generosity that it will attract noble beings to that place, to meet the one who is giving. And at that point, from having met the noble being, the noble being will teach that person about the Dharma. They will teach that person will listen to the teachings, and they will learn how to turn their back on samsara. As a result of that, they will thoroughly cut through, they will cut off the stream of existence, which is the perpetual engaging in the process of being born and dying over and over again. And then after that, they will experience that which has this cutting off of the stream of existence as its cause, which is they will progress to the peace of the Shravakas and the Pracheka Buddhas, that is, the peace of the fundamental vehicle.
Nyeba sansem di jimba kyeba ne, do la pembar tangje yi chen nam, jimbe rinpur mato gaban top kisaba songde.
Vasa. Next comes a praise of the generosity that is practiced by the bodhisattvas. And this is the first two lines of the 13th verse, and it reads, "Those whose minds vow to benefit beings quickly gain happiness from their acts of generosity."
ne kap tang phok so phen ba tang phen bar tang je tang je be yi jin san ju san ba nam je jin be njuk to jin be njuk to so rung bor mo tho par lo mo wa sem be jin de je ga ba to pe du kun de jin ba la tro wa.
The commentary reads that those bodhisattvas who have in their minds the vow to bring happiness to sentient beings, and this refers to both all the different types of temporary happiness as well as the ultimate happiness of enlightenment, those who have that type of vow in their minds through the practice of generosity will, after giving, very quickly attain the happiness that comes, for example, from seeing that the beggar to whom they have given something is now satisfied by their act of generosity. And so that seeing that satisfaction that they've brought to others causes them to delight in the act of generosity.
Sumba Magbin Yog Dovani Kansir Tseda Tseda Mayimba Tesir Jimbatani Zoin Shizosung.
And next, for these two reasons, since it is the cause of happiness for both ordinary beings and bodhisattvas, there's a praise of generosity in general which says, "For those loving and those not so, therefore generosity is foremost."
Deva jimbe jimbe jembar jova jimsin teisena jimba tani tsote shindo karchevaino.
The commentary explains that for the reason that generosity is the source of all temporary happiness, meaning birth in the realms of the gods and people, and also ultimate happiness of the fruition that comes at the end of the path. Since it is the source of all of this happiness, both for those who love, referring to the bodhisattvas, and those who do not, referring to ordinary individuals, shravakas and pracheka buddhas. Since it is the source of happiness for all of these individuals, then the speech or the counsel on the importance of generosity and how to practice it that was given by the Buddha is foremost, meaning that it is extremely important.
Nyipa ngakpa te ten je jenpa la san sin nam kutso la nyi le tangpo jenpa la jitang kubwa tso ne jitar sinji jitra tusam le jase den yong te tar top nam la shibari shukwe deva si me na tam je tangwe ta shi mi te.
And next, the text explains the way in which the bodhisattvas are interested, the way in which they delight in practicing this generosity that has these such praiseworthy qualities. And so there is a discussion of how they are interested in just the practice of generosity alone, and then how this interest motivates them to give even more, and what the result of that giving will be. And so the first is just looking at how they're interested and how they love to give just for its own sake. And so the verse reads, it's number 14, and it reads, "The happiness experienced by an arhat attaining peace cannot match the joy experienced by a bodhisattva upon merely hearing the words, 'Please give to me.'" So what need to mention when they give away everything?
Jetar lungwa pu senji ji dra tu ne jipa dra tu ne di cho la sanpe sanjo sanpe da la lungmo song nyambe tu nang jarse sanjo sanpa. Namla Devan Jungan Teta Toba Dra Jumban Namla Shivar Te Nyande Ji Yingsu Yubi Deva Seba Meena Sananga Ubo Tamje Tungwe Lomo Wa Tsimba Kamna Deva Ta Shi Mi Chigu.
Commentary reads that when the bodhisattva meets a beggar, for example, and hears this beggar say, "Please give me something," then the happiness that the bodhisattva experiences at the time, just by thinking, "Wow, this beggar has approached me and asked me to give them something," then the happiness that that bodhisattva experiences is not matched at all by the happiness experienced by the arhats when they enter the expanse of their final realization of nirvana. So the highest happiness experienced by the arhat does not match the happiness experienced by a bodhisattva when they hear a beggar ask them to give them something. And so if that's the case, then if that is the level of happiness that these bodhisattvas experience just by hearing the words, "Please give to me," then what need to mention their happiness when they are able to give all outer and inner entities to this beggar and see the satisfaction that the beggar experiences as a result?
Luce terhien dag dungaje yenda namje nyarwa la sope dunga rarik
Next is an examination of the way that they engage in generosity after experiencing such happiness that has just been described. And so the verse reads, the pain one feels from cutting one's own flesh to give it away brings the suffering of others in the hell realms and so forth directly into one's own experience and awakens one's vigor in striving to cut their suffering off.
Dandan de sawa de sawa. Pone, yinji donga ta nyerva laso pe donga luke pa le tonjor mprava rarik se me nyuam kipa jumsi ni do tuam tine rang donga timi do tane yinji donga te kepa te savar savasir nyur do tundu zomba jojoro.
The commentary reads, when the thought arises of feeling such happiness at giving, the possibility of giving, then even when one is an ordinary being, when this happens, then when one cuts one's own flesh to give it away to somebody else, that causes suffering. And the experience of this suffering allows one to begin to empathize, to be able to empathize with the suffering that those who are stuck in the hell realms and so forth are experiencing. And this suffering is thousands of times worse than the suffering that one feels from cutting one's body. And at that point, from knowing how bad that others are suffering, how badly they are suffering, then one completely forgets one's own suffering. And one awakens in oneself the vigor, the diligence necessary to, because the motivation is to want to cut off this suffering that others are experiencing, which is so much worse than what is experiencing oneself.
Somba Jimba number Yevane. Jimba jinza lembo tungu tung. Jigdin de pe paru senji sa. Sumbo ta la chakki churpe de. Jigdin pa ye paru senji ting shi sa.
And next comes a look at the different types of generosity from the perspective of whether or not wisdom is included as a part of the generosity or not. And so the text says, giving empty of gift, giver, and recipient is called a transcendent perfection beyond the mundane. When attachment to these three arises, that is a worldly transcendent perfection.
Jimba tang, jimba sabe ngobo tang, jimba lemba po tang. Jimba tongba pu tongbe tongbam ren yin je ma dro par hi bi chirap khursom me me pa sami ji simba nen ji tin len de be jimba yin ji sa te jimba khursom kang la dengin je chakpa chepar churpe churpe jimba tenne je tenpa ye parur sen chi tente jun sen kare mi che yin besero
tamala
tamala
jimba
mi che yin besero tikun sumbo tala chakki churpe te
alasa
jikten sunbe te jikten paye pare se
maso
sakti te ni dwa
maso
ya
the commentary reads that when there is wisdom realizing that the giver and the recipient of any true existence, when there is no clinging to any of it as being real, this is called the wisdom that has no reference or no focus on the three spheres. The three spheres being the giver, the gift, and the recipient. So when this wisdom is present, then this act is said to be embraced by undefiled wisdom, and this causes it to be called a transcendent perfection that truly is beyond the mundane. On the other hand, when there is attachment to these three as being truly existent, then that means that since there is this focus, it's not a truly transcendent perfection, so it's called a transcendent perfection of the world.
Jimben kor som te don tambara yang tambar madro pa truba tamche da traba tang kunzub ji jimbe tso te dene mla joma choda ta bur ju chin te de nang san je jin tso te china dene jikin len de pe jimba
the wisdom in this case involves the realization that the true nature of this act of generosity transcends all conceptual fabrications, cannot be described at all, cannot be contemplated. And in terms of the relative, the superficial appearance of the act of giving, well, it is just the mere coming together of causes and conditions, a mere appearance like a dream, like an illusion, like a water moon, that is appearance emptiness, undifferentiable.
Dene jimban gorsom la dembar khembam. Dembar and zemba yuna. Dene lo te jikten be sem yin be sen nan jikten be parsen.
If there is fixation on these three elements of this act, which are the giver and the gift and the recipient, if there is fixation on these things as being real, as being actually existent, then since that is the mindset of an ordinary individual, then this is described as being an ordinary or a worldly transcendent perfection.
Sumba sa yin jok dovan ne, dhetar jarva se ji yila rab ne chen, tambe ten la oye chan zepa ni chorbe, gavan den no nova chuhir chi jindo, Mamba tukpo tamche nambarasar ne jari khisabasante.
And next is the concluding verse about this first bodhisattva ground. And it reads, like that, the heirs of the victor utterly abide in the mind of bodhicitta. And joy's beautiful light shines from their excellent support. This joy, like the jewel of the water crystal, completely dispels the thick darkness. It is victorious.
The tenju omalanjo gwale semji chue na ne semji tangbo do du chi tu.
Maso. Te drawa.
Ah. Wa tan tan dewa ja maso. Ah.
Maso.
Ho ya. Te dar dawan thon bor ne batar. Jarva se jasa tangbo we ye la rab do nēkhīng tē sā tāngbū sāngsīng tē yī jī chā khē khē yī wī sēn. Sā tāngbū sēm tē rāng kā tīng chō, tāmbā tīng sāngsīng tē jū tē lā yī khī jī wū chākbān dzībā nyēbār chōbān nē. Sā rābdō gāvāndē nā nōvā chūkhir dāvā chīngkōr chatāvā gīngdō dhōnlām jī pāngzī mūmbā tūkbō tāng rāvā thām jī nīmbō yīkhī jī nāmbara sā nē tēdā jār tē nāmbara rōlō.
The commentary reads, at this point, the bodhisattva is compared to the moon that is shining way high up in the sky. And the bodhisattva abides perfectly in the mind frame or the level of the mind's realization of the first bodhisattva Bhumi. The reason for this is that the bodhisattva's realization at this point is equal to the, well, basically, it's just sort of restating it in a different way, but it's saying that the bodhisattva abides in the realization of the first Bhumi because it's explaining it from the perspective of the levels of the mind's realization. So it's not saying much new in the commentary, but the main point is that Bodhisattva has reached this first level of realization and they abide in it perfectly, and it's like they're compared to the moon. And like the moon, which is this perfect support for the light that shines forth from it, then the Bodhisattva is the perfect support, the supreme support for their mind's level of realization. And the wisdom that they have gained is like the energy that sends out this light of the moon. So what's causing them to shine in this way is the wisdom of their realization, and is described as being quite beautiful. And this beautiful light of their wisdom brings them this perfect joy that is the cause for this ground being called the completely joyous. And they are in this way like the jewel of the water crystal, which is another name for the moon, because the moon's light is very cool. And so they are like the mandala of the moon, or the jewel that is the water crystal. And at the point that this is happening, when they're giving out all of this beautiful light as a result of their realization, then the result of that is that all of the thick darkness that comprises everything to be abandoned on the path of seeing, which corresponds to the first Bhumi, all of it is completely dispelled by the antidote for it, which is the primordial awareness of the Bodhisattva on this Bhumi. And as a result of dispelling all of this darkness, they emerge completely victorious to liberation.
Je che par tang, dene par sen jo yin na ni jinpa par sen je nyam ni chi lak par jar te khe pa to tu shi chuk.
Nasa. And so this has been a brief explanation of the first Bodhisattva Bhumi as it is described in this text, the entrance into the middle way, as well as a description of the qualities that go along with this level of realization.
Are
there any questions?
being given teaching, and that a result of having a result of one's generosity, and that he interpreted that simply.
And so I'll Diyang Namshik Jinbe Kabdi Namshik Tse Pape Kyo Tangchen Yudhutho Tene Dila Tene Data Pape Kyo Gi Chir She Tene Ngatso Lebdu Sacha Dila Lebdu Di Jinbe Jabu Dabe
Tene Jinbe Dabe.
Yeah, that's right. That's also the result. Meeting a teacher who's giving teachings is also the result of practicing generosity.
And
so even though one is now only an ordinary individual, in the future one will meet a noble being giving teaching.
Then it debits some women at Junior Yak and Lodja Galecapore. Young Junior Ben Tunjins or by Young Galecapore. Tell the Jim Betel.
Tunjins. One may meet the teachings, but if one does not have faith in them, then it's difficult to listen. And also, it's difficult for all of the harmonious conditions to come together that allow one to be able to listen to the teachings. And so that all of these conditions are present and that the faith is present is the result of past generosity. It said that what happens is that even for one who does not have much compassion and is really only interested in their own benefit, when they give something to someone else, then the result of that is that in the future they will gain great wealth. And at that point in time that they're quite wealthy, then they meet some noble being, receive teachings, and cut off the stream of existence. So it's like that. Dene peche murangi samna dene parchin chuk mato yomare dene dila parchin chuki kola shegidu.
Re. Parchin chuka tena dene ta mana to yinshi yitse pe parchin chuka. Deja ni shegidu.
Asa. There's in addition to the explanation of six transcendent perfections, there's also an explanation of 10. And so the other four are method, like skillful means, aspiration, prayers, power, and primordial awareness. So those are also explained, and then when you add those to the other six, you get 10. Sherab gi paro du chimba tang, yeshe gi paro du chimba la kepa kari.
Hirab de Parada Sembate, Hirab de Nani de Sosichibukamere, Yehi de Tene, Del and Cho de Choba. Hirab Tata, Yehi de Evanda was here in the young days.
The transcendent perfection of wisdom or prajna, that is the sixth, is something that can also be practiced by ordinary individuals, whereas the tenth transcendent perfection of primordial awareness is something that is superior to that. And it's also explained in terms of prajna or wisdom being the means that leads to the primordial, that is the 10th transcendent perfection.
Yeah.
Then it sounds jinbe jinba tangi kapso tene or di jinba des ngarangi jinba tegi stigi kola samso shira mendo den tegere kare kare gune an tegere sometime mishendagi diwa jigido or di ngala terona tene di tets di tena tene chakpa shukchenbo la tene tets kale kabore Then a jinbagi kola mambo samla tangido. Then a young samsam, then a shirap mena, jinba tangna, di mukbe jinba dabore, pendo yomare, samchen shendala. That's okay, samna di jinbare in a ngone consola, pendo yomare.
Jinba te, jikti lende, be jinba te tuni to be shirap gogodo. Jikti be jimba la tuni to be shira go mare ninji minji kondo chenji jimba tang na yang dene jiso maung bala den pa pe che wo den te de den yang le de ko to re song to wo de
so it's the case
den bari ken be jimba ninji minji kondo chen den bari ken ba dan che be jimba tang na yang den da yo
re ke ba sa ma so it's the case that for generosity to really reach this level of being a truly transcendent perfection, it needs to be embraced by the wisdom realizing emptiness. However, even for ordinary individuals like ourselves, even for people who are like described, they have very little compassion, they're crude, angry, they only think of their own benefit, even when they give without any wisdom attached to it, then the result of that is good in the future because it causes one to meet a noble being and attain and gain the teachings which allow one to go to liberation. So the point is that even if you give as an ordinary individual with all of these conflictive emotions attached to it, then it still has a good result in the future. So, when it's explained that if one gives generosity without this wisdom realizing selflessness, that does not have much of a good result, then that type of explanation is just comparing it to the type of giving which does have the wisdom. So if you compare it to that, then of course the result is something less. But it doesn't mean that the result isn't good, because it is good.
Ningye mingye tsupa senjin ji jimba tangwa te tene rinpe jikten pe jimba la remjen juk tsor rwa, rinpe yinjen juk tsor.
So this explanation of somebody who has very little compassion, is hot-tempered and self-centered giving, is looking at the very beginning of the practice of generosity, because that's how one is when one first starts to give. And then it just gets better, the result of that is good, and then one progresses on the path and it gets better.
Tene ninje gom toni la tsang gom som se se na yan toni ngon som do ma to pe ne kap so tene toni je ta ba ten toni toni ji tsor do gom ba ne wa sa gom to gom ba ne.
And then after that, one begins to train in the teachings on emptiness and train in generosity and compassion and meditating on these things. And at the time of generosity, of giving, then we try to remember emptiness and try to remember compassion, even though it's the case that we really don't realize these things directly. It's like that.
You also said that the primary sense instinct is the instinct of joy.
satambogi sen raptu gawares.
Yare.
Yineyang dekapsu mikmegi ningje kedu tene janje sempagi semchen gi zintang tang neluk nika togido tene gawa chembores karesna semchen gi denba shenba yare. Dila tene dungyao chembo yongido. Di janje sempagi di ngene togido yineyang tatung gawa shukchenbo jungere. De kandastu.
De gawa te yang malam jaman tabu gawa.
Laso.
Tungba nye togba la te de, tene nawa la denbari khenba yo mare. Denbari khenba me na, tene semchen je tong doba. Dadan chepe semchen je tong doba khite, dup thaba khite ten gawa chepe.
Laso.
Gawa chongare.
Laso.
Denbari khenba yo na ten dabu gawa mare.
Laso. This joy, we have to understand, is also just like a dream. The Bodhisattva realizes that it's not real. And the Bodhisattva at this point realizes that nothing that appears is real. Nothing that appears has any substantial existence at all. They're just like dream appearances. And as a result of realizing that, then the Bodhisattva knows that they can be of benefit to other sentient beings because they've realized the nature of reality, and this causes them to be very happy. You realize that you're dreaming, then you can fly through the sky and you can go to visit different Buddha realms and so forth, and this makes you feel very happy. However, since you know that it's just a dream, then you know that this happiness is not real either. It's just a mere appearance that arises due to the coming together of causes and conditions. This happiness comes from, if we continue with the example of the dream, it comes from realizing that it's just a dream. And so that means that one has realized what nature of appearance. It's not real. And this causes one to feel very happy that one has realized the true nature of things, and yet one also realizes that this appearance of happiness is also not real either.
Re, jujin tender shar, jujin tender jitin, young taku tender shayayo. Raba, Java gotan pen, zimbin yoba tamata, jujin zuni shavata, tramin dolin shiba some tender kalando
buris. When one has realized the nature of appearances, then it's also the case that pure appearances will arise. And these two are just the result of causes and conditions. For example, as the yogi Gyawa Gotsangpa sang, causes and conditions shine like reflections. Knowing what to do and not, that subtle art. Causes and conditions like reflections. Sorry, it starts like this. The murkiness of clinging clarified, causes and conditions shine like reflections, knowing what to do and not, that subtle art. These are three which make connections fully free, like a lance that's splashing free in the open sky. And so the last one of these three is knowing what to do and not, that subtle art. And this refers to the fact that when one's understanding of interdependence becomes very subtle and precise, then one also gains a very precise understanding of what needs to be done and what needs to be abandoned. And so one's understanding of conduct becomes very, very precise. So it's like that. So now we'll meditate a little bit. So the way to meditate is to first gain certainty that all the appearances of existence are just like dreams and illusions and rainbows and water moons. They are appearance emptiness, undifferentiable, and that the nature, the fundamental nature of reality transcends all conceptual fabrications. Gain certainty in that and then just rest, relax.
Jesus, John,